Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
No, you don't.
Oh,
me.
Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba. Are you ready for another phone jibba?
We're calling Holly because she has a one-year-old boy, and her husband told us that they're looking for like a kind of a kid's gymnasium place he can go tumble and do stuff like that.
Okay. Oh,
cool. You know, 1 year old. I mean, they can't do anything, right? We're going to call her and try and get her to enter him into our toddler mixed martial arts tournament.
What?
It's MMT, mixed martial toddlers. Here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling for Holly Garbin.
Hi, this is me.
Yeah, hi, my name is Craig. I'm calling you from Octoplex Kidnasium, and one of your friends contacted us and said that you were looking for a program for little Travis to get into for exercise and activities.
Well, he's a little too young for the trampoline place, and we just wanted somewhere, you know, that he could get his energy out, because he just gets restless at home, and I just want to take him to a group where he could, you know, get active.
How old did you say he was?
He's one.
One. Perfect. So we have a program, and we like to get the kids in right away, and even at a young age, because they're so flexible, we like to get them right on track with calisthenics, believe it or not. And I know that, you know, they can't do anything complicated, but we do like to take advantage of their flexibility at such a young age. Is he crawling yet?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, perfect. So we do some crawling exercises where we get across the mat, and we encourage him to crawl over and engage with another toddler their size. We call it ABF, Adverse Body Weight Flexibility.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. I find that with the rate at which they progress is a lot faster.
Hmm. Do you guys do any floor tumbling or what else? What
we do. Listen, we teach them all of that on the mat. We bring them out to the octagon. They will use the leverage of each other's body to gain a physical advantage. And we find that teaches them a lot of, again, manual dexterity at a very early age.
What do you mean, testing them against each other?
We'll find another one-year-old that's in the same weight class or, you know, way similar to Travis. Yeah, weight class. And we would match them up. One will be in the dominant position. The other will be in the inferior position. And we have them kind
of... Wait. What do you mean by that exactly?
Like I said, this is teaching them discipline, flexibility. This is teaches them a competitive spirit. They're learning everything for the first time.
I don't think I'm looking for something this competitive. I'm not sure if this is going to be the right fit for us.
No. I think I'm giving you the wrong impression. This is very disciplined. There are instructors that are with each pair of toddlers.
Instructors
in terms of teaching the different tumbling moves that we want the kids to learn at that age.
Oh, and can you give me some other examples of like what you're going to teach my kids?
It would be if you have two kids together, one would, like I said, be in the dominant position, the other would be in submissive, and you would want them to learn how to get out of that position and dominate the other toddler, but it's done in a very supervised
way. No, that's not going to work. I don't think my son needs to be learning these skills at 1 year old. Fighting other 1 year olds? What do you call this?
It's the proper name for it is MMT. It's mixed martial toddlers. And basically,
mixed martial toddlers?
Yes.
What do you mean mixed martial? Like mixed martial arts?
It's exactly. Except for without, obviously, there's a lot of violence in that. That's not what we're about.
No. We're not having any violence or MMA style stuff with my 1 year old. Are you kidding me?
It's not MMA. It's not MMA. It's mixed martial toddlers. They're not standing up punching.
We don't need any mixed martial anything. This is not the fit
like
that
I said,
we are
looking
for.
They're not standing up. They're not punching. There's nothing like that.
No. Punching? No. He can't even walk. He doesn't.
No, I understand. That's why we focus on ground and pound. It's mostly just
ground and pound. Oh my god.
That's
how
just
can you run a business like this.
That's
with
just
1 year old punching and hitting
I
each
didn't
other?
Say punching. Ground and pound is just a term that's used in mixed martial toddlers where they don't have the body strength to be pounding each other. And of course they wear mouthpieces, they wear helmets, they're protected.
Helmets and mouthpieces, we're looking for something to keep him active, and, you know, we're looking for...
Well, let me tell you something.
This is not what we're looking for.
Look, I'm going to leave you with this, and I'm not trying to start a fight with you, but your child is going to be put into a very competitive world, and this is going to give him the mental discipline, which is what this is about.
I think that his son is going to be just fine without ground and pound with other little one-year-olds.
You know what? You don't want to put a soft kid into the world, okay?
And you gotta get my God. My kid is going to be fine. Don't you worry about my
Well, you know
son.
What? Wait till one of your kids ends up in front of one of our kids, and I think you're going to find out you wish you could put him in this class. I'll tell you that right now.
You didn't.
Instead of having him sitting around sucking on an otter pop all day.
We're not teaching violence to our kids. And if you're going to go teach violence to other little one-year-olds, you're the type of people who are messing up this world. You guys need to not teach violence. You need to teach love and respect.
No. Right. Sure. And that's what helps us win wars, is teaching love to everybody. You can't go hug your enemies, okay? Sorry to clue you in. Our kids will be the one that protect your kids.
It's people like you that make this world a violent place.
You're the problem.
You're the problem.
Our kids will be the one that are out there protecting them.
You're the problem.
You're the problem. Really? Well, I'll tell you what. In our next war, you go over and hug the enemy and see how that works out. Good luck with you and your soft little boy. We don't want a little soft ball of dough like that in our class.
Are you serious? I'm going to come down to your gym, and I'm going to talk to you and your manager and your district manager and everybody
else. Look who's violent now.
Okay.
Maybe while you're down here, we'll teach you a few moves
as well.
What
is your name? I need your name, all the information on your gym, because I'm reporting you guys to the Better Business Bureau. This is not okay.
My name is Rick. And this business...
Wait, I thought you were Craig.
No. This is the phone jibba. It's a prank call. It's Morton in the Morning on Z90.
What? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Your husband.
Oh, my God. You guys got me.
Your husband, Mark, put us up to it and said to call you.
Oh, Mark? Are you serious? Oh, my God.
He said you're looking for a play place for your kids, so we thought we'd call and see if we could get him into MMT.
Oh, my gosh. My blood was boiling over here. I couldn't believe it. No way.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.